Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up later, I'm going to play about a three-minute interview that a great researcher did, Bohemian Grove member confronted in telephone interview. That is coming up. Aaron Zellman, Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, coming up in the third hour. Sela Castillo talking about government running hit squads in the U.S., Latin American Mexican hit squads controlled by the globalists, finally in the Houston Chronicle. But right now, news blitz until the bottom of the hour, then intense phone blitz where I'm going to take a lot of your calls in 30 minutes. That's the game plan. Let's see if I can do it. Oil pushed above $127 a barrel for the first time today. And, of course, major institutions like Chase Manhattan Citibank are saying $200 a barrel oil by the end of this year. I don't know if they're going to be right, but, ladies and gentlemen, this is unbelievably bad. Oil prices soared more than $3 a barrel, surpassing $127 for the first time Friday and putting more pressure on already lofty gasoline and diesel prices ahead of the summer driving season in the Northern Hemisphere. Also pushing oil prices up were speculation that China's demand for diesel needed to fuel its power plants would rise due to the reconstruction efforts after this week's earthquakes that have now killed 50-plus thousand people. An upward revision of an oil price forecast by investment bank Goldman Sachs of $107 to $141 a barrel for the second half of the year, bare minimum. Light sweet crude for June delivery on New York Mercantile Exchange rose as high as 127.82 a barrel in electronic trading by afternoon in Europe, before retreating to 127.55, up from Tuesday's close of 124.12. All right, the previous all-time high for oil was 126.98 a barrel set on Tuesday of this week. Again, what other show do we tell you 2 years before what would happen and even the months it would happen? Early 2008, we said you'd have $125 a barrel because globalists said so, and then by the end of the year, $200, if they're correct, because we have moles inside Bilderberg. We didn't this year. It looks like. Tucker and Estelin aren't even sure, and we're going to find out. You'll find out here first whether they really met last week in Athens and we missed it. Vital intel failure that we were unable to do this. First time in 35 years we haven't gotten the intel if this is the case. See, I said I wouldn't belabor an article because I got like 50 of them here, but probably more. But how do you not give everybody the full spectrum analysis of a piece? Oh, my gosh, this is so horrible. Man, this is tough. I mean, it's tough to fill my gas tank up. I don't know about you, but when I'm paying, like, I got a six-cylinder car and $70, $78 to fill it. And that's when I got a little bit left in the tank. I haven't run it all the way down lately to see what it is. I mean, this is insane. What about people that have got 10-cylinder Dodge trucks? And but nowhere in this article does it mention why the main reason you're paying this much for oil. They scheduled to devalue the dollar. It's all dollar devaluation. If you actually read what OPEC's putting out in press releases, they're saying, look, we're not raising oil prices. We're holding them the same. We'd like to increase. People are actually paying right around the same amount they were paying 4 years ago in Europe. Now, they're playing some refinery shenanigans in some areas of England and Germany, and it's gone up a bit. But China quake death toll could reach 50,000 AP. Again, I felt sorry for myself that I had no shoes until I saw a man who had no feet. You're out there unhappy because, you know, you've got your video games and your movies and you live in a little apartment and you don't have a lot of extra money. But look, you eat like a hog. I do, too. We live better than these third world people. You got all this entertainment and you don't appreciate it. You don't start living until you start appreciating things. Myanmar, 50-plus thousand dead and counting from the cyclone, the hurricane, the tornado, whatever you want to call it. What about China now, 50,000 dead. We'll come back with this and a lot more. You better thank God you got it good.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Greetings, I am Dr. Buell von Schenck with the White Paper Comicals. Mr. Steve Schenck with his peerless radio program is correct when he says the solution to our difficult times is to store food and get healthy. My comrades and I of the media don't want you to panic. We, unlike peerless radio, try not to tell you about the food control legislation, Hurricane Katrina, the American famine, families unable to buy food. If we told you the solution to all these problems is food, you'd panic and run out and buy up food before it disappeared, or you couldn't afford it. You'd completely mess up the perfect strategy for population control, and they'd kick us out of the Survivors Club. You are a sissy chicken if you call JMS eFoodsDirect.com and order food.
This is Steve. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. You'll be considered a little bit crazy, but there's no such thing as a little bit dead.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Americans have been trained instinctively to avoid conflict, to avoid standing up, to always procrastinate, and they engage in these little mind games with themselves where they'll go, I talk to people at events, things I go to, and I'll hear people talking about gas prices, and they go, well, I ride the bus, so I don't care. I ride my bike, so I don't care. Or well, the stock market, you know, is going to go down. Well, I don't care. I don't own stocks. When the stock market goes down, that affects the businesses that employ you. It ends up affecting you, and it affects other people that do have the stocks that will be buying products from you or products from where you work or what you do. When you have the cost of fuel, when 80-plus percent, you can debate the numbers, 84, 87, I see different numbers, but it's 80-plus percent of everything shipped in this country, everything. Light bulbs, your shoes, the mousse, the hairspray, whatever you women use, lipstick, screwdrivers, everything. Food, lettuce, tomatoes, beef, chicken, all of it is shipped. And it just compounds and compounds. But have you noticed the media is telling us there's not much inflation? That's a complete lie. Now, finally, some mainstream media is admitting double-digit inflation. Double-digit, ladies and gentlemen. Federal Reserve still claims it's at 7%. Meanwhile, China quake death toll could reach 50,000. Troops dug burial pits in the quake-shattered town. Black smoke poured from the crematorium chimneys. Elsewhere in central China, as priorities began shifting Thursday from the hurt of survivors to dealing with the dead. Officials said the final toll could be more than double the 50,000. 100,000 dead could be the number. 50,000 right now, just like Myanmar, they're saying could be a 500,000 that they don't know because the government won't let them in. And then they talked for the first week. They won't let food and supplies in. They're an evil government. They're a junta. The military, you know, won't trust their other commanders to let them. What did our government do? They all act the same. They're all scum. As the massive military-led recovery operation inched further into regions cut off by Monday's quake, the government sought to enlist the public's help with an appeal for everything from hammers to cranes, and in a turnabout began accepting foreign aid missions for the first regional rival, Japan. Let me just add that there have been a few Western nations, especially the United States, where there have been big disasters before, and where the government trusted the people trusted the government was very small, and there'd be an emergency. They had floods, the famous floods, almost 80 years ago, 80 plus years ago, in Louisiana, Mississippi, up into Tennessee. And, I mean, the Mississippi went out of its banks for just thousands of square miles. And they fixed it so fast it'd make your head spin because the citizens got involved. But see, government's into control. They can't have the image of citizens pouring into New Orleans and saving people. They had had the military lock it down, go in and do gun confiscation, hold the food for 5 days, 10 yards from the people in the Superdome, let them get raped and killed inside. That's what government does. There's video of the police making women show their breasts to get aid. The New Orleans police, more than 90%, walked off the job that night when it hit. That's who they are now. Cops would have never walked off the job just 30, 40 years ago. They were angels compared to them now. I mean, look, anytime there was a mass shooting 30, 40, 50 years ago, the cops rushed in minutes. They didn't wait around to put body armor on and urinate on themselves in cowardice and bedwet. And I mean, you look at the cops when there's a mass shooting now, they're so afraid. They'll be like 500 yards away, cowering, all scared. I mean, men used to just go, oh, yes, a chance to fight. Ah, and just go charging in. It isn't the cops didn't have training and didn't know how to do things properly before. They weren't cowardly little weaklings. You know, 4.5 hours in Blacksburg. 4 hours, 15 minutes waiting in Columbine. So scared of teenagers with guns. Turns out it was really black ops inside. It wasn't cowardice. The feds were carrying out that attack. Blacksburg, we can't prove, though the evidence points at it. Oh, you don't know how they do it? Just as I told you the day it happened how they did it. They now admit that in Russia, in Beslan, it was special forces dressed up like terrorists. They go in. And then they stage blowing up the wall, shooting people inside. Then they always escape out the back, jump in trucks. The military outside lets them escape. Then they take some political prisoners they've had in jails for months and shoot them and throw them into the pile. And then find one psychiatric patient drugged up and take him out for a show trial. By the way, that came out, and 8 reporters that reported on it were all murdered in Moscow. Double cap to the head. Mainstream news, staged. You want to know how Putin staged the theater deal? You get 10 guys in there in masks, then they evacuate out the back. The Russian troops go in and spray opium gas on them. That killed, 140-something of the 180 that died. Go pull it up. It's all admitted. That's how you run a black op on the idiot public. I'm sorry, I'm digressing. That was Columbine. They contained Blacksburg too well for us to be able to actually find out what happened, though, if I went through it. See, I said I'd cover all the news. I'm not. I'm digressing. China's quake death toll could reach 50,000. McCain believes Iraq war can be won by 2013, AP. What's that about? See, it's always, oh, we'll be back by Christmas in 8 months, we promise. And then, oh, we'll start in 2005, we'll pull out. Oh, we're going to pull out in 2007 now. But you can't give a timetable. Oh, we'll be out in 2009 now. But, oh, we'll be out in 2013 now. Oh, we'll be out in 2015. Oh, we'll be out in 2020. Oh, we'll be out in 2022. Oh, we'll be out in 2030. Oh, see, they put it into a process. That's a Delphi scam technique of, okay, we're going to do what you want. Just let us do the process. Come on, we got a surge. It's working. The numbers come in. No, it's actually far worse. We're getting hit by Al-Qaeda out of Iran right now. Wait a minute. Iran's not Al-Qaeda. They're Shiites. Now, shut up. And then McCain says to Petraeus in front of a few weeks ago in the Senate, he says, is it not true that Iran is with Al-Qaeda? Petraeus says, yes, they are Al-Qaeda. And McCain says, see, I was right. And everyone goes, that's right, they are Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's we live in a law, but the public can't find the U.S. on a map, doesn't know how many continents there are. You can give the general public the name of water, scientific, and they'll run screaming thinking it's a chemical weapon. They just isn't a group of idiots. And so the big bad boys that want the power, they're going to rape you. You got that? They're going to finance thousands of Mexican radio stations about how to bring down America and open the door up. Then have a few staged events a couple times a year to arrest a few thousand illegals. There's 3 million illegals, 1 million legals come in every year. It's all about theater. The whole world a stage, and each of us a player upon it. Oil pushed above 127. China quake death toll. McCain believes Iraq war can be won by 2013. It's got to stay the course till then now. Another pity party article. They got Peggy Noonan in the Wall Street Journal saying the Republican Party could be destroyed forever. It's falling apart. It's over. Yeah, because you're not real conservatives. You're a bunch of gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting, New World Order trash. That's because it's a globalist policy, so both parties are going to be for it. Huh. L.A. jury convicts Hollywood private eye in racketeering case. 64. Anthony Pelicano, 64, was accused of wiretapping stars at Sylvester Stallone. Had running the names of others, such as Gary Shandling, Kevin Nealon, through law enforcement databases to help clients, legal and other disputes. What do you think police scanners do on those little scanner cameras that scan all our plates? That violates law right there. What law? And he's going to spend a long time in prison. He hadn't been sentenced yet. But it came out in court that Pelicano recommended a hit to kill Aaron Russo. Very interesting. That was in the New York Times. Bush in Saudi Arabia to discuss oil. President Bush, on a one-day visit to Saudi Arabia, is taking a second stab Friday at getting oil-rich nation to increase production and drive down soaring gasoline prices, hurting U.S. consumers. By the way, folks, the British run Saudi Arabia. The Anglo-American Rothschild arm runs it, and so this is for outward consumption. Kind of like Barack Obama kept giving speeches about getting out of NAFTA, and then he put out a press release and said, don't worry, I'm just saying that, I'm not going to. That's just for the public. You got to laugh at it. Pentagon carpet bombs, the opposition in cyberspace, Kurt Nemo, and he's got links to all the mainstream articles. You got to go read this. The Pentagon says they want to be able to take over every U.S. computer, shut down all computers, quote, fight anti-America propaganda. Hey, you're the guys getting rid of our borders and our sovereignty. See, that's the big hoax. They're the ones that are anti-America. And they admit that it is larger than the Manhattan Project, has been going on for 6 years, and is a giant program engaging with hundreds of thousands of government and contract employees, quote, preparing to, quote, take down the web. Now, DARPA could go ahead and just shut down the hubs if they wanted to, but that's not what they want. What's hard, it's easy to shut it down. It's hard to go selectively attack tens of thousands of websites. You can preset AI computers to kind of go out and do it, but then people can do workarounds around it. It takes project managers full time just to take down, you know, I mean, to take down InfoWars and Prison Planet. I'm not challenging hackers to do it. I know you can. You know, we've got multiple 4 or 5 server backups, CDN backups. We're trying to get more capital to add more backups to it because we want to survive the initial Pentagon attack. When they stage a 9/11, watch. You'll see the web go down all over, selectively, just like they shut down most of the, quote, Arab, you know, real Wahhabist al-Qaeda websites. Thousands got shut down the 2 days before the attacks. They couldn't have real Wahhabists saying, we didn't do this. Bin Laden still got a message out saying he didn't. Then they just use other fake messages saying they did. So that will be another tip when they set off a nuke or release bird flu or whatever. Notice that the alternative sites, if you see a bunch of alternative sites go down, no, they're about to attack. Now, they'll probably war game off that intel hole I just brought out. I shouldn't even bring stuff. I'm sure they've already foreseen that. So they may even bring it down minutes before the attack. But you need to get screenshots of that and document that so when the web goes back up later, we can prove it. just like they massed the troops in the months before the attacks on Afghanistan. Another key part. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice. All nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed 2 products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only 1 tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
By the way, they sold out for the Saturday showing, Recruit Rising. Now, they're holding 20 tickets at the door for the day of, so you'll be able to get in probably. They've got some tickets left for the Sunday showing. It's a big, nice theater downtown. They got 2 theaters in there. It's in their big one. It's called the Ritz, Alamo Drafthouse Ritz. Very devilish, though. They serve alcohol there, so watch out. Man, listen to this. This is my anthem right here. If you think I sit around.
If you think I'll sit around and go.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, ladies and gentlemen. Let's continue with the news here. Planned U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran. Well, before I get into that, Pentagon carpet bombs the opposition in cyberspace. That's illegal for them to do. But they claim, oh, we do it foreign assets, but then they admit they're doing it domestically. And Congress has said that's illegal. Stop it. And the White House says, we don't stop anything. By the way, you can't see our continuity of government plan, though the cover page says you're under martial law and that we're the boss. And that means all the foreign countries and corporations that basically buy percentages of the executive. Pentagon carpet bombs the opposition in cyberspace. Totally illegal. Yeah, you CENTCOM goons sitting around blogging and posting all over the web and admitting what you're doing, you're engaged in felonies, Bubba, targeting the U.S. population. But I know, it's all about lawlessness. Oh, my gosh, I forgot the top story today. I can't even keep track of it all anymore. Holy mackerel. John, did you get those IMs I sent you early this morning, the audio clip of Rumsfeld saying that they need another terror attack in the U.S.? You're kidding. You're joking. Well, I IM'd it to you. My IMs have been acting really funny. You didn't get those. Yeah, they're pages with Rumsfeld. You have them. Oh, holy mackerel. See, that's the problem here. I can't keep track of any of it anymore. It's just a swirling evidence everywhere. Oh, before I do that, let me do this. Then I'm going to come back and do the Rumsfeld thing and then your calls. I promise I'm going to get your calls. Where is that? It says, Alex Jones lies, and it was a YouTube video I saw this morning, and it had just been posted that somebody emailed me. And I'm not going to give the exact URL because I don't want to give it attention because it'll just make it a top video and then weak minds will be deceived by it. And again, this isn't about me being attacked or me being lied about. I mean, when I'm on CNN being attacked, I didn't play it this week, even though most talk show hosts would puff up and make a big deal about it and talk about it ad nauseum. I don't care. And it's about the murder of Palfrey. I should have talked about it and how they're covering it up, but I'm so busy covering everything else, I don't. So I mentioned this so you understand how they're manipulating you. You understand how they're deceiving you. Now, I had to watch this video three times this morning to even figure out how I'm lying, how I'm supposedly lying. Now, I'm not that smart, but I'm also not really stupid. I'm kind of street smart, as they say. And so if I couldn't figure out how I was lying, that means the person that made this, and my point is I was not lying, is that this is designed so someone watching it can't really figure out how I'm lying either, but then the general public's designed to do that. If they don't understand something, they just go, oh, well, Alex must be lying. I don't know what this means or what this is saying, but it says he's a liar. And I don't know if this person knows how sophisticated their disinformation is or if they're just such an idiot and delusional and trying to make up that I'm lying, that they organically have engaged in a piece of propagandic genius. But either way, it's government propaganda, because the government's trained people how to engage in mental gymnastics. They've trained people how to be in denial. They've trained people how to deceive themselves. They've trained people so they're mockingbirds. They're not government agents. They just go out and engage in intellectual bankruptcy and dishonesty. And what this video basically does, in between me sucking on a bottle and in between me yelling and screaming and out of context, cutting things together, they imply I'm lying about the Pentagon not releasing most of its videos and only releasing one after Judicial Watch did a FOIA for it. But then we're not lying. They're not releasing it. They claim that we're lying, if I get it right, because some of the videos weren't official surveillance tapes, they were businesses tapes, or because a couple of them were released after the fact. I don't, again, I'm not lying, but they won't even say how I'm lying. It just says, oh, he's a liar. The dumbed-down public goes, oh, he's a liar.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Roosevelt did a bad, bad thing on 9/11. A bad, bad thing. But being in war planning so long, what's 3,000 lives when they sacrifice that many troops all the time in a major battle? Did a bad, bad thing, didn't you, boy?
Bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing.
You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was gonna break in two?
I didn't think so.
You ever tried with all your heart and soul to get your lover back to you?
Oh, no.
You ever pray with all your heart and soul just to walk through, walk away?
Bad thing.
See, I was totally freaked out this morning. Hundreds of things racing through my mind when at like 9 a.m. Paul Watson posted his story of the day. Rumsfeld on tape, terror attack and restored neocon agenda. All that's racing through my mind until I see two vans. One that said the invader, the other that said the race station. Then I went off into a tirade at the start of the show for 45 minutes on that, forgetting my top story that's on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com that we got to get out to everybody. Now, the media does this. They are focusing in on a few dozen military advisors, the guys that, quote, Pentagon gives access and recommends to the media, who the media has always known are on government payroll, who have always known their operatives, And when I heard this, the government doesn't release something unless they want it released. This is a threat to everyone. This is just like Gary Hart writing a letter to Iran saying we'll stage terror attacks and blame it on you. Don't think because 80% of Americans are against a new war that we won't do it. And then we asked Hart, are you saying the government will stage something? And he said, yes, that's what I'm saying. They'll blow up a ship. I mean, a lot of neocons are in denial on the blogs saying he never wrote that letter. Well, we got his fat head on video. Okay? Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. No amount of your no-planers you're paying for running around with fake Hitler mustaches are going to make the public think we're a bunch of nuts when you're the nuts. You're the nuts for going along with this. No amount of your disinfo is going to work, okay? Your black propaganda putting out kooky 9/11 truth stuff to make people think we're nuts. We got the facts. We got the documents. We got Republican memos, we got Republican strategists, Republican governors, state strategists, federal strategists. We told you 4 years ago there were Republican memos, and we got copies of them, where they said we need to stage another attack or we need another attack. Now, they release this, and they keep laughing, going, oh, this is off the record, right? Knowing they were going to release this later if they had to. This is nothing compared to billions in fake reporters, fake newscasts, planning fake stories. It's come out that CNN and Fox are just filled with black op officers in plain clothes from Psy Warfare. Okay, and they're involved in your local cities, everything. And they're criminals. It's all illegal. But this is a bunch of these guys in Rumsfeld's office. And listen to Rumsfeld the way he's talking, you know, for the public. I mean, this is all so staged. And it's a threat to those of us that know. And the neocons will use this and say, see, look, he really wants us to be disciplined and grown up and, you know, about it. Shocking excerpts of confidential recordings, yeah, recently released on a Freedom of Information Act, feature former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld talking with top military analysts about how a flagging neocon political agenda could be successfully restored with the aid of another terrorist attack on America. Now, the key here is that they're saying it would help. The key is they're saying it's a good thing. The key is they're bringing it up. And then we have all the news articles saying how great 9/11 was. For those of you that say, why would they stage it, Alex? I don't understand. Why would they attack themselves? To get you to give up all your rights. So they could dump trillions into no-bid contracts. So they could set up police state mechanisms and national ID cards. And, I mean, don't you know why Hitler staged attacks? Don't you know why our government staged attacks before? It's to get agendas going. PNAC told us, barring a huge terror attack. The vice president said, months before 9/11, unless we have a giant attack, we're not going to be able to get this agenda through. But don't listen to me. Listen to Rumsfeld. Play clip one.
But politically, what do those challenges turn into if you're not going to have a lot of sympathetic ears up there?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. I mean, this president's pretty much a victim of success. We haven't had an attack here in 5 years. The perception of threat is so low in the society today. That it's not surprising that the behavior pattern reflects a low threat assessment. And the same thing is in Europe, there's a low threat perception. The correction for that, I suppose, is an attack. And when that happens, then everyone gets energized for another period. And it's a shame. We don't have the maturity to recognize the seriousness of the threats. My God, the infallibility, the carnage that can be imposed on our society is so real and so present and so serious that you'd think we'd be able to understand it. But as a society, obviously, the longer you get away from 9/11, the less.
Okay, so that's the first clip. You can go listen to hours of it if you want on the website. Got links to it in the story on InfoWars and Prison Planet. But let's be clear about this. This was meant for public consumption, just like the Philadelphia Daily News guy wrote a story saying how great it was, now we need another attack, and Republican memos. It's a threat to the world, those of us in the know, and definitely released for propaganda purposes as a public threat to people that have brains. And then for the cattle, you know, yeah, we got to be realistic. We got to be adult. We got to be... And that's why they admit White House memos have come out that they have fake terror alerts when they're in political trouble. Barry Fleischer admitted that, press secretary. The threat level indicator is meant to scare us. The drills, the terror drills, are really to federalize local police and military and to train you to accept martial law and to create the perception that it's real. And then they also give it as payments to the private companies that run the drills, billions of dollars a year per state. An excuse to put cameras in as a control grip. Now let's go to the next just as sickening clip from the same exchange of the room full of propagandists running another cutesy psych warfare. These guys are all former generals, former CIA section chiefs, you know, former black ops commanders, running another snickering one on the cattle they feed on as they destroy the United States. Let's go back to the traitor enemies of America. Oh, stop it. Rewind that again. Listen to that. Is this really off the record? And then they laugh. It's a little laugh on us, you thug gangsters. You make me sick. Back to them.
This is really off the record. But do you think that this government can survive the unity government, or they eventually have to go to an authoritarian one like, you know, we came out of Korea, Syngman Rhee was really their authoritarian leader.
Mm-hmm.
In the 11 years I was supporting Commander Rhee, the president was an Army Navy general in the civilian corps.
Right.
They had the highest growth rates. They did the 88 Olympics, and then they finally handed it over.
Yep.
So the real question is, and we all hope the unity government can
right.
come, but it's very difficult.
It is very difficult. I mean, you know, you look at it, and you're not even smart enough to know the answer to your question.
I think the answer is they can't, but how do you get that
yeah.
right person?
I mean, a lot we had Steele up his backside.
Right.
He was the man. And he wasn't well-liked and wasn't perfect. He'd lead the country for a long period
okay.
and stuff. He didn't.
This is where they go on and act like the governments over there run something. But within their own policy reports, they're complete puppets. The presidents that they install run nothing, staged elections. That's why you know this is propaganda. They're there having a discussion. Oh, this is off the record, giggle, giggle, and then, you know, this fake candidness. Oh, we're learning the truth now. Now, this is what the CENTCOM boys are on the InfoWars page commenting on this story by Paul Watson are saying to us. I hope we do get attacked again. Well, don't worry. Your buddies are going to plant bombs or release something. Don't worry. So you can grandstand. I hope we do get attacked again. I hope they rape your mothers while they're at it. While they are beheading your children, you can thank Alex Jones. Say thank you for turning me into a coward that can't think for myself. Thank you. What a bunch of repulsive idiots. Do you guys all get your bleepers touched when you were uncles? By your uncles when you were children? Or was it your father? No, you're the one that thinks about this kind of stuff, bro. And you find some fresh meat over in Iraq, don't you? Or was it your father? Bleep you. You are not patriots who believe this garbage. Go effing riddance when they turn you into a prayer rug. Well, let's talk about prayer rugs. The Middle East was largely secular in government, had a few corrupt dictators, but they had colleges and rock music and hotels and wanted tourism. And then by about 1910 through 1920s, they went in and they decided to break up the tribes in Saudi Arabia, which was just a desert, wasn't even a country. It was called the Arabias. And they gave a bunch of hand grenades and weapons to the bin Laden family, who were their advisors in the area. And they were just a family that, for the British government, did a lot of the packing for them, shipping for them across the desert. They were a family, kind of a dry goods family, based there at one of the ports. This is history if you want to go read it. Then they got recruited by intelligence. They'd already done intelligence for the Ottomans before that, for the Turks. And then they picked a Bedouin tribe that seemed particularly fierce, the Sauds. So they set it up, and they gave them the whole place and divided it up. And then by the 40s, there were all these other countries that were doing trade, having their own oil. You know, they had guys wearing suits and ties as their presidents, and they liked Hollywood and wanted to, you know, and they said, buddy. By the way, you stupid CENTCOM cowards, go get an encyclopedia and read this instead of saying I'm lying. Okay, don't you tell me I'm with the Arabs. Don't you tell me I'm with the Muslims. And don't you tell me I'm with the Wahhabist Al-Qaeda. I'm not the one creating the North American Union. I'm not the one putting toll roads in existing roads. I'm not the one getting rid of our borders. I'm not the one that just reintroduced an amnesty bill in the defense package. It's probably going to pass this time. I'm not the one that's destroying our currency. Shut up and stop denying it. I'm so sick of you cowardly filth. And you're so pompous how you're defending America. You're a low-down, dirty dog. You're a bunch of self-righteous bastards. That's why your bosses went and planted bombs in those buildings thinking it was for America. The Arabs are so deadly and so dangerous, we don't do this. And they're going to destroy our Christian way of life. We got to do this to protect Israel. Pastor Hagee following Christian Zionists, folks. Guaranteed culprits in all of this. As the front boys. So sick. Got a guest coming on about that next week. Just amazing. And by Pastor Hagee, I mean that type of follower, that type of idea. Perfect cult members. You want to run around? Since the 40s, our government has shipped in textbooks all over the Middle East, teaching them to be Wahhabis, teaching them to be radical, teaching them to kill the Westerners, teaching them to... You see, that's like planting a cancer in somebody. Sectarian violence, murder, they used them in Iran. They used them in Afghanistan. They used them in Serbia. They are the siege force. They are the vanguard of the New World Order. It's in official government documents. I had no idea 7 years ago. I was with my wife's parents, and they were going out to eat dinner. They're, you know, Democrats at somebody's house, and I didn't know. I'm not going to talk about it. The point is, you seen Charlie Wilson's War? Well, I've met those people because they live here in Austin. And they attacked the Russians first. Charlie Wilson's War, after the Russians invade, the U.S. gets involved, and I'm an Easter bunny. Look what you let the Wahhabis do to those poor Serbs, you sickening, disgusting people that have hijacked our military. All you do is hurt this country. All you do is destroy us. We'll never pay back the debt. It's over. You've totally let the internationalists destroy us while you wrap yourselves in Walmart-made, desecrated American flags. You hope our mothers get raped so we learn to hate the Arabs. Well, I mean, you know, don't worry. A lot of people's mothers did die when you guys bombed those towers. Don't worry. You did kill us. Don't worry. You know, you flushed the country down the toilet. You win. Fortune 500 has bankrolled the La Raza radio stations to totally get a foothold. It's over. It's gone. All we can hope is to salvage something. We're third world, guaranteed. It's just, will it be a high, hyper-fascist dictatorship where they put us in camps, or will we just fall apart and be a bankrupt cesspit? You better hope you can make enough money to live in a gated community. That's on the good end. Is me getting to live and survive and not be taken to a FEMA camp and hopefully save something of the country while you bastards just go on with your corporate bosses raping the country to pieces, while telling me that you're the good guys. I've had it with you. And I want you to show all the scum with the May 31st money bomb. I didn't think of it. It was up for weeks before I even plugged it. But we can't have something not be a big success. And you know what? Why I've never asked for money, I don't know. Buy my books. Buy my videos. Support us. I'm signing a lease. I'm getting a bigger office. I just signed a preliminary today. I am going to get better cameras. You know how much a really decent camera costs? $100,000 to really give you high quality, and that's what the enemy's got. Of course, we'll never buy something like that. Best cameras we got are $6,000. They're getting worn out, beat up, broken by cops, different cities. Two of our cameras are broken by cops. The tops are. The mic holders are broken on them. We need money. So they came up with this money bomb, and it's perfect timing. Yeah, I want to build a stage. I got to hire another or two IT people. I mean, I gotta go to the next level. I'm not putting my whole life on the line to just sit around and be comfortable just doing this show at this level. I want to start a show for cable. It's very inexpensive to get on, get sponsorship, get more hours. Then my plan is to start a whole channel. I mean, if Free Speech TV can do it, I'll blow them out of the water. Won't be a bunch of liberal stuff. It'll be real. I'm trying here, but I don't have the capital. And so absolutely, the money bomb coming up, spread the word about that, or just send me a donation right now. And it'll go into a stage and cameras and airtime and building it and doing it. And, you know, this is what it's about here. All right, well, we're going to call Zellman and tell him I'm going to get him on at 15 after. Apologize. I said I go to calls. I've got to do it. So I'm going to go to Raymond, Justin, Linda, Jeff, Eric, and just call him. Tell him we'll call him at 10 after. That way he can sit there for a minute. I love Aaron Zellman. Get him on about what's happening with the Second Amendment. Some of the new cases that have developed. Been a lot of new cases, a lot of new big developments. But just support us. Look, go buy Endgame, go buy Terrorstorm, go buy Loose Change Final Cut, InfoWars.com, 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 InfoWars.com. You mean, let me tell you something, our info bomb just gets bigger. Every bit of money you put into it. We work around the clock. You hear me on your local stations at midnight, 2 a.m., 3 a.m. You know I'm fighting hard all the time. I'm here. I'm dedicated. And I need you to back me up. We need the capital right now. Flood our coffers to the next level of the info war. Flood us!
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With PasswordSafe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. PasswordSafe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free PasswordSafe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free PasswordSafe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, PasswordSafe Pro.
Forever.
said one day you will be the leader of a big old band.
Go, Johnny, go, go.
Go.
Go, Johnny, go, go.
Johnny, be good.
Johnny, be good. He used to carry his guitar in a gunny sack. Go sit beneath a tree by the railroad track. Bold engineer was standing sitting in the shade. Strumming with the rhythm that the drivers made. When people passing by, they would stop and say, oh, my. Go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, go.
Man, it's hard to turn old Chuck Berry off, isn't it?
Go, go, go.
I love the end of the song.
Johnny, be good.
She said, you will be the leader of a big old band. I was talking to a well-known musician here in Austin. He said he'd listened to this when he was a little kid. He'd run down to the corner record store with his lunch money to buy new Chuck Berry albums, and he'd imagine being the leader of a big old band, and now he is. That's how dreams work. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Raymond, then Marcus, Justin, Linda, Chris, and others. Raymond, you're on the air worldwide.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I love it. I love your show. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you for about a month now. I was just listening to your show, and I saw that MP3 of Rumsfeld, and I was wondering when you were going to get to it, and I'm glad you did. I just can't believe. I walk around in disbelief every day of the state of this entire country, not just where I live. That new law they just passed about the 30 miles an hour over the speed limit. They take your car, take your license, and put you in prison for 10 to 20 years. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
It's 5 to 10. But yeah, people say you'll never get a ticket for 30 over. I told the story about how, and I usually only speed 10 miles over the speed limit. I am a speeder. I've actually quit because I've gotten tickets. But I never, you know, go 5, 10 over. But one time they put one out in the middle of the country where it was a 60-mile-an-hour road, and suddenly it was 30 because there was a school down the road, and I got a 30-mile-over-the-speed-limit ticket. I would have gone to jail for 10 years.
Right. It's absolutely insane. And I'm trying to get, you know, my family, I'm slowly getting my family kind of woken up to what's going on around them, and they're coming around, but it's, I get so frustrated and frankly pissed off, if I could say that, but at how so ho-hum people are when you tell them things as simple as, you know, I watched the Aaron Russo movie, Freedom to Fascism, about, you know, the income tax and how people are just so, oh, it's, you know, no big deal. I get so mad, and I just want to slap people around. I just don't understand how people can just. But that's how they, you know, like you say, that's what they've been trained to do their whole life. Just sit back and accept it. I always say, as long as they have their SUVs and McDonald's and their malls, everybody's happy.
I hear you, and I love you, and I appreciate you calling, Raymond. Good to have you on board with us. Yeah, for those that don't know, dropping a banana peel, a battery in your backyard, a small AA. Not turning your turn signal, not having a seatbelt on, jail time. 30 miles over the speed limit, 10 years in prison. They're passing laws like that everywhere, and they openly say it's to fill private prisons. Quote, for the economy. What a sick economy. Where we put people in prison for the economy. And I'm just so ashamed of Texas. You know, Texans have been admired through history because we have had amazing people. Audie Murphy's from Texas. Now, the world sees Texas as George Bush, that blue bud, British Tory piece of trash from Kenny Bunkport. Folks are great in Maine, by the way. Dick Curlis is from up there. I mean, I love him.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.